Imagine walking into your first day at a prestigious tech company, making a routine SEO request, and being flatly told, "Marketing doesn't get to tell engineering what to do." This moment sparked Eli Schwartz's journey toward a revolutionary approach to search visibility, one that has become a cult favorite among digital marketing leaders at companies like Shopify, HubSpot, and Airbnb. The days of SEO as a dark art of keyword stuffing and link schemes are long gone. Today's search landscape is dominated by sophisticated AI that neutralizes manipulation tactics and rewards genuine user value. Modern SEO isn't about outsmarting Google, it's about partnering with search engines to deliver what users truly want. Google actually relies on SEO experts to implement best practices that maintain the best search experience. Without good SEO practitioners serving as conduits, Google would struggle to index a web that doesn't align with its crawling methods. The collective value of all organic traffic worldwide exceeds $1 trillion, an opportunity no business can afford to neglect. As search engines continuously improve toward ranking content as humans would, the specific practices that constitute SEO will evolve, but its fundamental importance remains unchanged. Google doesn't use a single algorithm, but a complex collection working in harmony. The process begins with discovery, identifying new URLs from sources like links and sitemaps. Crawling then determines which URLs merit Google's resources based on factors like domain authority. Indexing categorizes web pages, evaluating uniqueness, quality, and potential harm. Finally, the ranking algorithm determines page positions using 5 primary factors: query intent matching, page relevance, content quality, page usability, and contextual signals. What many don't realize is that Google's natural language processing tool, BERT, doesn't directly impact website rankings. It rewrites queries to match what Google believes users truly want. This moves Google beyond simply matching web pages to search terms toward understanding genuine user intent. Why does this matter? Because successful SEO requires addressing all algorithm factors rather than focusing on isolated elements. When panic spreads through communities about algorithm updates, it stems from misunderstanding what these updates actually do. Google simply wants to ensure a pleasurable experience for searchers. Instead of chasing algorithms, focus on user experience. If your site serves users well, it's naturally immunized against updates designed to protect the search experience. Consider the language learning app Drops, which faced competition from Google's Translate product and established dictionary sites. Rather than targeting specific keywords, they focused on creating an exceptional user experience through product specifications, taxonomy, cross-linking guidelines, and page design. The results? From just 25 non-branded organic clicks per day before launch to nearly 30 million monthly impressions on Google just over a year later. This approach mirrors product-led growth in Silicon Valley, where companies like Slack, Dropbox, and Zoom succeeded by building viral loops where customers drive acquisition. Traditional SEO often begins with a static keyword list that rarely changes regardless of performance metrics, leaving no room for user feedback loops. This makes content creation manual and inefficient, especially when demand for a product is low or non-existent. What if, rather than using SEO to market your product, the product itself drove SEO? Many of the internet's most successful websites have achieved organic dominance through this approach, where the offering to users becomes the SEO driver. The goal isn't traffic for traffic's sake, but generating engaged users who become paying customers. Building a product-led SEO strategy requires treating it like product development, creating a roadmap, managing inputs and collaborators, and incorporating user feedback to achieve product market fit. Consider a telehealth startup connecting patients with doctors virtually. Traditional SEO approaches seem limiting, competing for dominated keywords, fighting local battles, or creating expensive medical content. The alternative? Building products based on actual user needs. User research might reveal that people choose telehealth for price transparency, help with embarrassing conditions, and quick reassurance. This insight could lead to creating a comprehensive library of sensitive conditions, winning traffic by being the complete resource, not just targeting popular searches. This mirrors successful internet companies' growth strategies. Amazon built for indexability before SEO existed. TripAdvisor scaled to host worldwide reviews rather than targeting popular hotels. Zillow created pages for every U.S. address instead of focusing on generic searches. Wikipedia aimed to cover everything, not just high-traffic topics. These approaches succeed because they scale through engineering rather than manual content creation, addressing real user needs that might not appear in keyword research. While Bill Gates declared, "Content is king" in 1996, his prediction has been widely misinterpreted. Many marketers flood the internet with poor quality content created solely for SEO, treating content production like factory work with rigid quotas for words and keywords. Using low-quality content as a first impression is like having a slurring drunk represent your business. Good content targets a specific audience and provides genuine value. Smart readers easily detect content created just for clicks. Despite promises of automatic SEO tools, Google already uses AI to understand and rank content. Success comes not from fighting AI with AI, but from incorporating human insight. Strategic SEO requires understanding user personas, optimizing for growth, and building products that resonate with real people. SEO tools are like health trackers. They monitor metrics but don't replace professional evaluation. While they report activity data, they won't catch critical SEO issues like misconfigured canonical links. The true value of an audit lies in actionable insights that drive improvements, not just technical descriptions. The Blue Ocean Strategy distinguishes between red oceans, crowded markets where companies compete on value and experience, and blue oceans, untapped spaces where industries don't yet exist. First movers in blue oceans create demand and enjoy substantial profit potential without competition. While red ocean SEO relies on common keyword research tools, blue ocean SEO focuses on user hypotheses and potential demand. Companies like Amazon, TripAdvisor, and Zillow, and more recently Zapier and Giphy, succeeded by creating products that generated their own search demand rather than targeting existing keywords. SEO growth mirrors financial investing through compounding returns. Unlike short-term marketing campaigns, SEO builds sustainable traffic through accumulated positive signals, natural links, and improved user experiences over time. Real growth stems from consistently connecting with customers and demonstrating product value, not from chasing viral campaigns. Marketing leaders often pursue dramatic growth through quick fixes while overlooking steady improvements that deliver reliable 10-20% gains. When experiencing SEO success, use that momentum to invest further. Your deep understanding of search users and product market fit becomes a competitive advantage. SEO works organically. When you create content specifically for search users based on genuine data, traffic flows naturally.